Barry Glennon is with the Bureau of Securities Regulation. It's under the Secretary of State's office here in the Granite State. Barry's someone I've known for years, does a great, great job, in my opinion, of protecting investors, consumers here. And they have a new tool. He's going to tell us about it. Barry, thanks for being with us. InvestSmart.nh.gov. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. Doing very well. Really appreciate you having me on the program this morning.
Barry, talk just a little bit about the mission of the office, first of all. A lot of people may not be aware of your team. I've been aware of it for years. But tell us about the mission of your office.
Oh, sure. Well, the Bureau of Securities Regulation is organized under the Secretary of State's office, David Scanlon. And we are responsible for the regulatory oversight of broker-dealers and investment advisors. Now, those are the individuals that buy and sell securities on behalf of their customers, or they provide, just as the name would suggest, investment advice to their clients, perhaps even, you know, providing financial plans and things of that nature. So it's really quite a big industry in New Hampshire. On the broker-dealer side, we have well over 140,000 registered representatives that are licensed to solicit into the state, certainly not all here in New Hampshire, but a good population and good reason for it. As we may have mentioned in the past, you know, New Hampshire really is a wealth center. We have an older population, older than Florida. I think we're second oldest in the country, right behind Maine, and I think Vermont follows us. So the demographics are such that there's a lot of money here in the state, a lot of retirees, and so those who are offering investment products, you know, will solicit into the state. That's why we have a good-sized population. But with that also, a magnet for scammers, people who want to take advantage of people. And that's one of our roles, is really to investigate and take action against those who commit investment fraud against New Hampshire citizens. That's one of our primary roles.
And tell us about investsmart.nh.gov and just how good the scammers have gotten, Barry.
Oh, they're getting very good. Yeah, the InvestSmart InvestSmart.nh.gov website is a brand new tool that has been introduced by Secretary Scanlon and available to New Hampshire investors. And it's all about providing some basic information to prospective investors or investors, how to select an advisor, the questions to ask, things to do before you actually invest your hard-earned money to make sure that it's safe and that you have a good positive relationship with your advisor. That's really what it's all about. Front-ending, you know, those very important questions deals with and eliminates a lot of heartache later on if things happen to go poorly with an advisor. So we're really trying to be proactive in providing investment information to the investing public. The website provides a lot of that. We also have, in addition to it, and it's available on the website, a brand new New Hampshire Investor Guide. It's available. You can download it right from the website, which is investsmart.nh.gov. It's available in English as well as Spanish, and you can actually ask for a request online hard copies. It's a book. And we'll be more than happy to send it out to anyone who contacts the Bureau. It's a really great resource, in my opinion. We spent a fair amount of time putting it together, but it provides you with really good information as far as the questions to ask when you're thinking about doing business with someone on the investment side.
And as far as, what are some common trends you see where people fall victim to this stuff? Where do they lower their guard? We've talked about it in past segments on the show with you, Barry Glennon, with Bureau of Securities Regulation, Secretary of State's Office, Dave Scanlon, that, you know, sometimes people, you know, a broker may not be legit. Someone representing something may not be legit. And then also they get communications that look like it's from their bank and it's not.
Oh, sure. You know, fraud really is prevalent, unfortunately. The internet is not our friend when it comes to investing. But, you know, fraud really is pervasive in the state of New Hampshire. I hate to say that, but it is, in fact, the case. And I think that the most important thing that someone can do is really to do their own due diligence before they invest. There are all kinds of scams out there. There are people who are more than willing to take your money and abscond with it. But doing your due diligence, investigating before you invest, contacting the Bureau of Securities, checking out their background is really critical. There's all kinds of information out there. The one thing about the securities industry, it's all about disclosure. Banking, it's a little bit more about secrecy and non-disclosure. With securities, it's all about disclosure. You can find all kinds of information about your financial professional, where they've worked, the firms that they've been at, any complaints that have been filed against them, any bankruptcies, any criminal conduct for that matter. It's all available. You can go on our website to find out that information, but we really encourage you to call the Bureau and talk to one of our representatives to get that information.
And again, if you had to say a few red flags, a couple.
Oh, yes. There are a number of them. But I think my number one is creating this sense of urgency, this false sense of urgency, frankly.
Right. Like you got to do this by Monday.
Absolutely. If you're meeting with someone and they tell you that this opportunity is closing, you really need to act now. That is, I think, the number one red flag. Really hesitate before you. In fact, you should ask for information.
Right.
You should be able to review that. Take your time before you invest.
And real quick, before we let you go, what are the threshold where someone actually has to be a registered broker? I know with compliance, and I'm sure after Silicon Valley Bank, it's going to increase again, regulatory stuff. If someone's representing, say, a company, hypothetically, but mm-hmm. they're not an official agent, they're just sort of, it's an interesting company. They're making hydraulic whatever for, I'm being hypothetical, windmills. They're looking for seed capital. I can introduce you to the CEO. You want to invest 10 grand.
There's this whole world of these, what we would call private offerings. You've just described, any number of industries where there are people out there promoting. They're not necessarily broker dealers or investment advisors, but they're there on behalf of the issuer. And the federal government has really carved out this entire whole segment of the industry that allows for that. And it's really, it's for the purpose of promoting capital formation and fundraising. So there is, so when you do receive a private offering, a document, it may be 60 pages long with all kinds of disclosures. It's so important that you read it closely, confer with a investment advisor or financial professional to help you understand what you're really getting into. Because those 65-page documents, really small print, can be misleading.
It's always a small print. All right, Barry, again, investsmart.nh.gov. Barry Gwinnon, Bureau of Securities Regulation, Secretary of State's Office. Thank you for protecting the investors out there.
All right.
Thank you. We'll catch you real soon.
Thank you.